Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jay. How may I help you?
Yes, hold on one second. Here she is.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Jay. How may I help you?
Yes, I am calling. My husband, which you were just talking to, had ordered some of the trial vitamins that you guys had offered. And he canceled it by email on September 1st. He got a confirmation on September 3rd, but it looks like my bank statement was charged on September 2nd. One of them was $88.99 and the other one was $93.99, but not only was it charged, but we didn't get a second shipment.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
37110.
And can I have your first and last name, please?
It's going to be under Anthony McCutcheon. My name is Kim.
McCutcheon.
Cheon, but you're pretty
yes.
close.
Thank you. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
1715 Judge Purser Hill Road, McMinnville, Tennessee, 37110.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I look at your account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I see on August 15th he ordered the Goliath Max Strength Booster and Goliath Advanced Meal Enhancer.
Yes.
How can I help
and
you
he
today?
Got, well, he that was for he paid the $9.95 for a trial, and then they looks like they've got on here that they have recharged on September 2nd, $88.99 and $93.99.
Yes, ma'am. The charges that he's seen on his account is from the product that he had that he received the first time. It was a 14-day trial. If he didn't call within the 14 days, he was going to be charged the full amount. So he's paying for the product that he received from the trial.
Wow, that is ridiculous. So what was the date that he ordered it? August what?
He ordered it August 15th. And he got charged
okay.
for it for them.
Well, okay,
September
well,
1st.
He canceled it. Right. So, but he canceled it on the 1st. So that should have been pretty close within the 14 days.
Well, you can't cancel anything through email. You had to call us back.
Well, he got a confirmation saying okay. He's got a confirmation saying that the account was closed.
What did the email say?
What did the email say? Read me the email. He's got to pull it back up. But
yes, ma'am, I understand.
I mean, it's a shame because he really liked the product, but there's no way we can afford $200 a month for anything. And his dad passed away right in the middle of that, too, so we were really on the edge of even getting it called in.
Yes, ma'am. The charges that he's seeing is from the product from the trial basis.
So what I'm trying to say is it may have been 1 day difference, but I do apologize. We were planning a funeral because if he ordered it on the 15th, he still canceled it within 15 days.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean,
can you tell me what the email
needs,
said?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Says confirmation from Goliath Max Performance. Your account with us is closed. Should you need further assistance or have any other questions, please contact our blah blah blah. And then, how would you rate our performance or our reply today? But it says on there, that it confirmed that he canceled it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. They're saying it was a 14-day trial. You only had 14 days to either send it back or call them and tell them you didn't want it. But it was 15 days, but we were, your daddy died on the 20th, you know, so we were right in the middle of all that.
The third, the first through the third, we was at the funeral home in Barry.
Well, I know that. The 29th, though, we, before that, we was in
29th.
The... Right. But I'm just saying that that's what she, she's gonna, she's got me on hold. She's gonna see what she can do. But
ma'am,
only
a, uh-huh. Did they give you a cancellation number in that email?
Here, we looked that back up again. Give me the, is there a cancellation number in it?
It says 18-day trial.
Yeah, that's right. It is an 18-day trial, so we were in the, we were in good shape actually. It's got an email address. It's got, let's see, it should have a number up in here somewhere. Thank you for contacting.
Ma'am, are you sure you, it didn't say thank you for your order?
Oh, no, it does not say thank you for your order.
Because my system is showing that they sent out the confirmation email on the first saying thank you for the order, meaning that the payment was made. But I don't see anything else about you guys
is
emailing.
With Rachel Stockton? Does that ring a bell? Or hold on, let me read that. Our records indicate... Yes, our records indicate that your membership account with us is now closed. Please consider this message your cancellation confirmation.
And it's from Rachel Stockton.
Right.
What's
and
the name?
So, Rachel Stockton, Stockton, Customer Care Department.
Stockton.
T-O-N? T-O-N, uh-huh.
And it's RACHEL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from a customer service department, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Customer care is what it says.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
You say it says 18 days. We were within 18 days.
Mm-hmm. Let me
okay, ma'am. I went back over the notes in our system. I talked to my supervisor. On our end, we only have is the email us saying that we got the payment for your order. And my supervisor said she doesn't know Rachel Stockton.
So what you so these things that y'all are sending us, you're telling me that it's not even new?
You have our product, but we don't have records of showing an email saying your account was canceled. I just
I've got it in my hand.
Yes, ma'am, I understand it, but I just canceled your account personally just now.
That's not going to do me much good, though. I mean, I don't want to pay $200 for something that, you know, we legitimately contacted your company with. You said 14 days, but
yes, ma'am,
it's 14
days.
Well, this says 18 days. On this right here.
What do... Okay. Give me 1 second. What is the URL number to that product that you have?
I'm sorry, what now?
The URL.
I don't know. Would it be on this email or...
Do you know the website you guys order it from?
I mean, I can give you what's on my bank statement. Will that help?
Yes, ma'am.
There's a reference number. Do you want that? One of them says, I guess there's two different ones, because one was one price and one was the other. And one of them says Fresh Fit Lifestyle, and the other one says Resethel. No, I'm sorry. I am stupid as hell right now.
Can you repeat
Reset
the other one for me?
Goals. I'm sorry, what?
Can you repeat the first one for me one more time?
Fresh Fit Lifestyle.
Fresh Fit Lifestyle. 1 second. Let me check this website.
And the other one says Reset Health.
I'm just trying
goals.
To make sure, you know. Okay, let's see. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let me check this one more time. Because I'm just not seeing no email that was from us. So I'm trying to figure out where did it come from. Because we don't cancel any accounts through email. You have to call and cancel it.
Well, it would have had been was it an email that she sent you? I mean, like, did she send an email like, hey, are you liking the product? Or what? I don't know. What? So you just got on there and got the number and sent the email to them. Okay. He replied to the first email that he had first got, and it says CS at Goliath Max Performance.
Okay. And what did that email say?
That's the one I read you earlier.
And that's why you emailed to cancel it at?
This is the one where you sent to cancel it too, correct?
Right.
Yes. And
those
then,
are all together.
All right. Yeah, all these are together.
The first, the second, and the third.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out where the email comes from because my records right here is not popping up, so give me 1 second so I can speak to my supervisor again.
I mean, do you have this email address or email in your...
On the website from the product? Yes, I see that website, but that's not our email.
So the CS at
GoliathMaxPerformance.com. That is the product. Yes, that is the product.
Is that
that's
your email?
That is the customer email address.
The what?
The customer email support.
What do you mean? What
email
does that
support
mean?
From the
so
website.
You can, so if they're selling your product and we canceled through them, it doesn't work? Is that what you're saying? Because that's false advertisement. And there's something
we're
going on here.
We're a third-party call center, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Now, I understand that, but you all should have, you know, they should
yes,
be
ma'am,
telling
I'm just
people
trying,
that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'm just trying to find it so, you know, I can let my supervisor know, hey, this is what happened. But I can't find the email of what you guys are saying, so give me 1 second.
Okay.
What
she saying? They can't find the email. This is like a third party. They're like the people who,
well,
they're in between. I don't know. Hold on. But it's like they can't find an email and they don't cancel on email. They don't. You have to call the person. But if somebody sends you an email, you send them I'm canceling, and it says confirm that you canceled it, then it's the people they're paying to do their work for them. That's not our fault.
That's not my fault.
And that's false
bear
advice.
With me, ma'am.
Okay. was mayor's calendar. Okay. We're still paying you to have the fax. No. Hunter paid me to sell products. And that doesn't make sense. I mean, we definitely did it within the 18 days, so.
Yeah.
Bear with me, man. I'm waiting on my supervisor.
Okay.
I'll carry that down to the bank, and I'll show the bank, and I'll just report it as a scam. I'll let the bank go after them.
Yeah. We'll have to at this point, because nobody seems to... We got a cancellation notice, but it don't apply.
A cancellation notice, and it's not applying,
mm-hmm.
even after it says confirmed?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just turn it over to the bank. I'll let the bank go after them for a scam.
From the same people that we ordered from.
One moment, ma'am.
I mean, that's the only thing I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it over to the bank. I mean, if she can't help you, then.
Right. I know.
And I'll help myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get them to do it.
Right. Dispute the charges. I'll just dispute the charges and, you know.
Okay, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I apologize for the misunderstanding, but we do not cancel through email. But what I can do is offer you 35% of your money back.
How much?
35% of your money back.
35%?
Yes, ma'am.
What would that... I don't think that's very fair. We canceled it within the reasonable amount of time.
Our
right.
trial is 14 days, not 18 days.
Well, but we've got an email, though, that says, it's clearly on there, it says an 18-day trial. So, I mean.
In the 18 days, and it was confirmed. Just if they've got somebody selling it for them, or they're selling it for somebody, that's not my damn fault. That's their fault.
I don't know. I guess we just have
to
call the bank and figure that out because
$35. Would it help if
yeah.
I give you a 50% refund of your money back?
Let me put you on hold a second. Hold on just 1 second.
Ma'am, are you there?
Or she can make sure it's canceled and just what I pay for, fulfill the order. Send the rest of it on the way.
Ma'am?
All of it, or?
Ma'am?
What are you saying? Yes.
Okay. Would you guys see what the 18 days is for the UK? When you read the terms and conditions, it's 14 days for US.
Well, she must have been calling us from the UK then, because she's the one that wrote in there that we returned it within the 18 days that we were supposed to have.
The UK does not. In the US, it's 14 days, ma'am.
I'm just saying the email that she sent us said, thank you for canceling within your 18-day period. That's what I was trying to say. But
yes, ma'am.
I mean,
will it help if I give you 75% of your money back?
Yes, ma'am. I'll take it. I'm just... Oh, Lord. That's why I hate to even order stuff over the phone.
I can give you 75% of your money back, ma'am.
Okay, I'll take it. I mean, I still think it's ridiculous, but I do appreciate something.
Yes, ma'am. Please hold while I get you taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
Bear with me, ma'am.
Okay. If you could just tell me what those totals will be so I'll know what to look for.
Ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said something. I'm sorry. One moment.
Oh, no, I was saying that just let me know what those totals are so I'll know what to look for at the bank.
Yes, ma'am. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Almost got you taken care of, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the $88.99 charge, you will get back $66.74. And with the $93.99 charge, you get $70.49 back. It will hit your account within 3 to 5 business days. You also will receive a confirmation number within 24 hours to 48 hours. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
I am.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in cat. 5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. E as in elephant. 2-1. B as in boy. E as in elephant. 1. D as in dog. 3. D as in dog.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.